Well, I'm back. And we're back. Healthmasters.com. Welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I'm going to turn this way a little bit. I don't like time to twist my neck, so I'm the only one in the studio right now. Ted will be tying in directly from another undisclosed location, so I might as well turn a little bit so I can just talk to you guys while I'm sitting here in the studio. Hope you guys are staying strong and healthy. Hope you enjoyed that solo show yesterday. I had a lot of time tied up in that with a whole bunch of different health articles I covered for you guys. So I've got a lot of positive feedback on it, and hope everybody's doing strong. And if you need anything, healthmasters.com. We're here to help you out. Give us a call if you need anything at all. The Probiotic DF on sale right now for product of the week. You voted. This is actually, to my knowledge, Ruben informed me of this yesterday, this is the first time the Probiotic DF is actually on sale for product of the week. The 350 billion was on sale about a year ago, but the DF has never been on sale. So if you're wanting a really, really good high-dose entry probiotic DF, I say entry, this one's just stronger, 30 billion. It's stronger than almost every other probiotic on the market as far as an actual quality. We don't just throw numbers on a box and call it a day. These are real, true, high-dose 30 billion colony-forming unit probiotics. So be sure to check them out on sale. If you want to do some more research on them, you can click up at the top search button here and click in probiotic, and you'll find all the different topics on probiotic formulas at healthmasters.com. And how are you doing today, my friend? You with us today? You hear me?
I'm here today. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Good to see you again. I'm doing great. Yeah, but the probiotics, the one that we have is that's the entry-level one, is about 100 times better than all the other stuff that you get from the best stuff they have, Austin.
No, it's the truth. That's the funny part about it. Then you want to go to the top tier, you know, Cadillac of all probiotics. You go to that 350 billion, it's a whole other level. Because remember, I've been talking about this more and more over the last couple of weeks, is the gut-brain axis tie-in. And that's why these basically ultra-processed foods and a lot of these artificial sweeteners, they really mess up the gut lining. They really mess up and kill the probiotics. What happens is
that
really decreases the production of serotonin and all types of other hormones and also other neurotransmitter things that your body needs. And so it's really important to make sure you got strong probiotic. And one other thing I want to address right now, some housekeeping at Health Masters. We have limited staff at the office now. We've had everything we're trying to balance out. I'm trying to maintain optimal security for everybody and also optimal efficiency for all of our Health Masters customers. And so for the time being in the foreseeable future, we're not going to have any available facility that's going to be able to be operational as far as walk-in customers anymore. Our long-term customers that have been with us, if you guys need to pick up an order at our standard facility we already have, you're welcome to do so. Just set up an appointment. You can pick up your order and stop by. But as far as walk-in customers, that will no longer be available, just standard walk-in customers. We're tightening up some stuff at the office, and we need to make sure we can maintain efficiency for our staff, security for our staff, and also making sure our packages, orders, everything goes out as fast as possible to all our Health Masters customers, and we're just not set up as a walk-in anymore. It's just not there. And so if you're long-term customer, this doesn't apply to you. Call us up, set an appointment. You can pick up your order there. But as far as anyone else, we no longer have a walk-in facility. So if you're planning on coming down and just want to stop it and see it, we're not set up like that anymore. I mean, you can't – Amazon warehouse, you can't go to Amazon warehouse and go wander around and walk around. It's not set up like that. It's a shipping facility.
Well, let's be a little bit more specific than that. The problem that we're running into, and guys, and thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, I love the fact that you guys want to meet us. I got that. I'm going to meet you guys too. The problem is a lot of times we're simply not in the office, and
we're
when you come there and you want to, we're not there. Yeah, I mean, the studio is in a different location, and when you go to the office and you want to talk and wait for us and you start talking to the staff members, you know, they don't really get their work done. You know, just to be honest with you, remember years ago, I had a guy come in and brought his wife in, and he was basically an Amway guy, and he left her there for like 4 hours, you know, going through all of our products and copying labels. And finally, I called him up and I said, could you please come get your wife? She keeps asking my staff all these questions, and you guys have never, ever supported us at all. You never bought anything. And sure enough, after about 4 hours, he came in and got her. And we've had that happen so many times, and we're just not set up for it, guys. I mean, we're a shipping business. We ship all day, every day, and that makes sure that way we give you really good product and really good, you know, time as far as getting it to you quickly. But we're not like a retail store where you just kind of walk in and wander out. you know, the main thing we want to know is let you guys know, though, I mean, if you're a Health Master customer and you've been ordering supplements from us for years and you want to come by and see us, just give us a call. And we'll be more than happy to try to coordinate a schedule with you that you can come by and say hi. That's not a problem. We're not talking to those folks. What I'm talking about is basically people come in. They've been listening to the show for years. And I hate to say it this way because, gosh, it sounds mercenary, and I'm not trying to be that way. But they've never ordered a single thing from Health Masters. I mean, nothing. I mean, they've never ordered a single product. And they want to come in the office and sit there for 3 or 4 hours and wait for us and talk to staff. And it's just – it's not cost-effective for us because we can't get the shipping done for the people that are supporting the show.
That's
and
exactly
so
right.
If you guys – no, well, no. And if you guys are, you know, Health Masters customers and you want to come by and see us – please just give us a call and we'll do the best we can to accommodate you to do that. But
let me clarify this. We have to have a scheduled time frame. Mm-hmm. If you're coming by the office, I'm being
right.
Very strict on this now due to time operations and custom and basically also staff of the facility. We have to know when people are coming by from, and I'll just be flat out honest with you from a security standpoint. I'm locking down a lot of security stuff, and I have been the last couple months at all options, all areas, including the studio, including the office. If you have a scheduled appointment and you're a long-term customer and you're coming by to get product and you say, hey, we're going to be there at 1:30, we have you on the books and everything's clear for you to come at 1:30. That way, if some random person shows up at 11:45, we're not letting you in. I don't know you. Staff doesn't know you. You have no appointment. You don't have anything on the list. You've never bought anything from us. The facility will be locked. It's not for public use anymore whatsoever. And I'm doing this primarily to maintain, again, strategy situation as far as for customer optimization for all of our customers, for shipping. Everything is designed to make a better experience for you, get your products faster, and make sure our staff is covered on that. So I just want to do some housekeeping on that real quick. But, yes, thank you for understanding on there. And, again, you can call us. You can email us. We'll give you guys all this information all right here. We do it every single day for you guys. So thank you again for supporting us at Health Masters, and thank you again for affording the show, guys.
Well, we have one guy. I know he comes in every week and gets purple sticks. He's a roofer. He's great. You know, people like that who come in on a regular basis, we're okay with that. But you can't just come over there if we don't know who you are, because we're just not set up for it. And we've had some issues now in the past, in the last few weeks especially, and so we're trying to avoid that from happening. And from a security standpoint, you know, there are a lot of people that really want to have a conversation with us, and I appreciate that because you guys, I consider you to be friends, and I pray for you every single day. But, you know, sometimes we're just not available for that. You know, we can't do it. And that's why we have the emails. If you want to email us, you know, ask ted.brower@yahoo.com. Since I changed my email address, I don't get very many emails anymore because I think everybody's still trying to use the old email. But I haven't sequestered myself. It's still ted.brower. I'm all caught up on emails at yahoo.com. And just you can do it that way. That's the easiest way. Or if you want to, if you're a good customer, and you guys know because I've done this hundreds of times, if you're a good customer and you need me to call you, I'm going to call you. Now, it'll be a caller ID block. You won't know my real cell phone number. I just don't give that out for security reasons. Unless I know you real well, then I will. But I'll give you a call. I'll call you back and let you know that, you know, I'm here to help you. But that's for people that are customers. I mean, if you're a random person, and again, you've never supported the show or never supported the podcast, I mean, we have people who basically send us, you know, $5, $10, $15, $20 a month, sometimes even more, just for the show. And thank you for that. We really appreciate it because, I mean, this thing's expensive to produce. It really, really is. And just like me now traveling right now, it's a major thing for me to get to a place where I can actually do a podcast right now and be able to get enough bandwidth to hook up on a studio for a video. So we're doing the best we can to try to support you guys and to do the best we can to basically bring you the latest world news and health research. What do you think, Oz?
That's exactly what we're doing, is bringing you guys the latest world news and health research, and that's what we're going to continue doing for you guys every single day on this show. And, so again, stay strong, stay healthy, keep getting the truth out there, and we're going to keep doing the same every single day. There's a couple articles here that I pulled up and I'm going to get into today on some health stuff that's pretty interesting. And I pulled it up here. My iPad, I cleaned it out yesterday, so I want to make sure I was running as fast as I could. And it says right here, stand by real quick. The body, basically it says the calorie meal plan that we're discussing here. I discussed a couple weeks ago about the new food pyramid, the upside down food pyramid. And a lot of people have been asking me as far as on the different aspects of protein and fat ratio, because I've told them a lot of times, if you're not expending a considerable amount of energy, meaning you're like going out and running or you're doing something outside and working in the yard, your body in most cases doesn't need as many carbohydrates as if you think it does. Meaning if you're eating a lot of food, you're eating a lot of rice and you're eating a lot of pasta and you're eating a lot of potatoes, we talk about it all the time. It's going to spike blood sugar and basically it's going to be harder to burn body fat. But also at the same time, if you're not eating a lot of carbs, you've got to balance that out with higher protein and fat. What happens is you'll get really, really hungry all the time if you just make your meals unbelievably small. So you've got to learn to balance it out with that. And I've told a lot of people, one of the easiest things you can do is add in good, healthy fats like avocados. There's another article here discussing the health benefits of avocados, the good fats they provide, and essentially they're one of the best fats you can put in your body on a regular basis, and you can make them taste pretty good. I mean, you can make, you know, guacamole dip. I've done that all the time. Make your own. You smash up avocados, put some seasoning in it, make it taste really good, add a little bit of Redmond salt. You can add it to your eggs. Eggs and avocados, like, I mean, that's, I eat that on a regular basis. But making sure you're upping your fat intake if you're going to be dropping your carb intake, that's the same concept everybody does with, you know, the carnivore diet or the keto diet. Same concept. They just try to put these kind of diets into a fad. In reality, it doesn't need to be a fad. It doesn't need to be a diet. It just needs to be a lifestyle choice that you continue to maintain. And that helps you burn body fat much, much faster and actually go into what's called ketosis, where you start burning body fat as fuel instead of just trying to burn off the carbohydrates that you're eating all day. And if you're going to eat carbohydrates, make sure you're eating really, really good quality, low glycemic carbs like brown rice or sweet potatoes, stuff like that. Eating white potatoes, that pretty much is never my diet. Any of those kind of carbs, they're going to spike insulin almost regardless of what you eat with them. And so you need to make sure you're looking at the long-term effects of what the blood sugar is going to do with the carbohydrates on those meals. So I want to cover that on there. What do you think?
Well, you know, honestly, Austin, you know, I try to avoid, you know, simple carbohydrates altogether. I mean, every once in a while I'll have a baked potato. And what I do with the baked potato, though, I always make sure I've got some real butter that I put on it, which slows down, which ups the glycemic index. Because a baked potato, people don't realize, it'll actually turn to sugar more quickly in your bloodstream than table sugar will. And so it becomes a real problem when you're basically eating a lot of starch a lot of times a day, because this is why so many people are having to deal with insulin issues and syndrome X, because the blood sugar spikes and goes up way high. The body starts running insulin in, but you can't produce enough insulin to bring the sugar back down. And so you have high insulin, high sugar at the same time. That's when you start going on those weight loss shots. And so if you stay away from the sugar, you'll be amazed at how much protein and low glycemic stuff you could eat, like beans or, like you said, rice, often, or vegetables, and you'll feel really good too. Because with me, I know, me personally, if I get up in the morning, I had somebody offer me some orange juice this morning. We were staying at a friend's house, and I remember he offered me some orange juice, and I said, no, thank you. If you give me orange juice on an empty stomach, my blood sugar is going to spike, my insulin is going to go way high, it's going to dump the sugar, and I'll be taking a nap in 20 minutes.
That's about right.
That happens to me. No, it's about 20 minutes of me being in bed again. I mean, I literally pass out. And so I stay away from that. Like, I eat 3 eggs in the morning. That's it. That's all I want. I don't do bread. I don't do pasta. I don't do rice. I don't do fruit. I don't do juice. 3 eggs cooked in butter. And I tell you what, it'll help keep your blood sugar really, really stable, Austin. Now, of course, you know, same thing, too. Being a bodybuilder in college, I learned to eat for carbohydrates and for protein. I really did, and for trace minerals. And I never really thought much about the food and how it tasted. I'm not a foodie. Mancow was over in France here a few weeks ago, and he kept sending me all these pictures of all his food. Finally, I told him, I said, Mancow, dude, I'm not a foodie. I don't care. And he goes, well, you got to go have this, and you got to go have that. I said, no, I don't. I don't want this. I don't want that. He goes, you know, I'm trying to find the best gourmet stuff. And I said, Mancow, I don't want to eat junk food, you know? And that's one of the reasons that Mancow, the last time he was on the show, and then having one weight loss shots. As a matter of fact, you guys know he said he did on the last show and had to lose weight that way. You got to learn to avoid certain types of foods that are going to spike the blood sugar and basically require a lot of insulin to store that extra sugar as fat. Because remember, when you basically have sugar, real high sugar, it's converted into fat by the body from insulin. The body really can't burn that sugar again, burn that fat again. It won't convert back to sugar. It doesn't do it that way. Like Austin said, you got to go into almost a cycle in which you get go on a real low calorie intake or high fat, high protein intake, start burning that fat again. And I tell you what, it's easy just to avoid storing the fat to start with. It really, really is, Austin. What do you think?
No, it's a matter of fact. You keep it about as simplistic as anybody I know. I mean, it's always like chicken and vegetables all the time here. And, you know, once you do it long enough, and here's the thing I have to say about this. When you stop looking at food as a massive experience all the time, and I get it. Don't write me letters if you're a big foodie about it. But, you know, food was generally, in basis, let's be real, food was never designed to be something we were obsessed with. That's called gluttony. And, you know, you read about this stuff, you know, people are all, I do this, I eat this. I get it. A filet mignon that's cooked perfect, it's rare plus. I mean, there's not much better as far as a meal. That's one of my favorite meals ever. But at the end of the day, cool story. I'll eat it on a rare occasion for an event, for a birthday, whatever. But, you know, going out every single week and trying to find these super high-end, five-star Michelin-rated restaurants so I can try these eight-course meals, I've done it. I think it's a waste of money. I feel like there's really no useful purpose to it, except you're spending an enormous amount of money on food that most of the time, whatever. So again, everybody's got their own stance on it. I get it. But at the end of the day, especially if you're working on maintaining finances, this is a big one. I mean, you can look a lot of times and you can look and see what your food expenditures are every month. Just organic food at the store and Costco and Aldi's and stuff I spend a lot of money feeding all these kids. And so then you start going out to eat meals. Well, everybody knows you got three or four or five kids. You go out to eat dinner. Even if you get a kids menu, I mean, you're dropping cash. It's flat out. And then half the time, the kids don't even like what they're ordering or it's junk. And so in my opinion, it's like save it for an experience. And here's what I've found a lot of times. If you save certain occasions for really good higher-end food experiences, you usually enjoy them much more. You appreciate them much more. And because you're actually going out and you're doing it as a certain specific time and it's a tool, not a crutch. You're not going out, oh, I gotta go to dinner tonight again. I gotta stay busy, I gotta stay distracted, I gotta stay everything's gonna be fun with my food. How about you use it so it's an event, it's an enjoyable time when you go and do it, and you don't just do it every single day just to do it. You know, I told you guys one of the best burgers I still remember this day is after actually was the Lakeland National, one of the bodybuilding contests I did. And I remember afterwards I went, got a double cheeseburger that had blue cheese on it and a milkshake because that was like my refeeds. I was so depleted after the show. And I still remember this day. That was like one of the best tasting burgers. Now, was it because that was the best burger that ever existed? Probably not. It was the fact that I had been eating tilapia and broccoli for the last 4 weeks out from the show. And by the time I got that burger, it was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. But whenever you do that, you don't have to go to that extent, but you actually do things on a rare occasion, you appreciate them much, much more, and they make them much more exciting. And that's the whole point of what we've seen now, what's happened with social media and these younger kids. And I'm not going to go off this grand topic real quick, but I had a conversation last night with a friend of mine, and their kid's a little bit older than Hunter. He's a teenager, so they don't really hang out. They're not in the same age group. But he was asking me, he goes, How do I help my child determine reality from social media? And he said, because, you know, my kid doesn't really have a social media platform, but of course he's getting exposed to all this stuff on social media. And I guess he was talking to him about, you know, basically he was talking to his son about one of his buddies got a new car and a sports car and all this stuff. And his son goes, oh yeah. Or his friends showed all the time. He talked to him at school and all his friends go, oh yeah. Well, so all the time. They're on social media, on Instagram. I've seen all these cars all the time. And he goes, you never even see those cars in person. Yeah, I know. But here, click, 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 boom, boom, boom. There's 50,000 of them right here, 50,000 photos of them right here on Instagram. And what's happened is now, that's just one singular event. His son's like, well, Dad, everybody else, they've seen those cars for. And he goes, no, they haven't. Nobody sees cars. You hardly see them. I mean, it's a Koenigsegg? Nobody sees Koenigseggs. I mean, one of 30 show up to the United States. Well, all the kids at school said, oh, they already know about that. And he said, the problem is, and I explained to him, I said, the problem what's happening now with social media is that children and young teenagers are getting so saturated with content from all over the world that they don't even appreciate or experience anything now in person for themselves. They're looking at so much content online, and it's so saturated, and their receptors are so denatured now and so turned down that when they actually do finally experience something in the real world, they've already watched it and videoed it 50,000 times on social media, and it's like, meh, meh. Whatever, who cares? And the issue this is what's doing is it's causing this real complacent attitude with these younger kids where they think all these different things are normal. Oh, so-and-so has a jet. So-and-so has this. No, they don't. 90% of stuff you see on social media is fake. I mean, they have literal fuselages in Miami in photo shoots, in studios. You go in there and get your photo in a jet fuselage inside and make it look like basically you're flying to Dubai. They're not flying to Dubai. They're taking a photo and posting online inside of a fuselage for $100 an hour. So be very cautious of how much exposure your kids and teens are getting to all this external content in the world that in reality doesn't really exist in the real life. And it's allowing them and making them become very complacent and very ho-hum about everything and setting goals and also thinking that certain things are unbelievably normal, which again is burning their receptors down, their dopamine down. So they're not getting that drive and that motivation, that goal to push further because they're used to seeing it and scrolling it and looking at 10,000 posts every single day on short clips on TikTok. Keep your kids off that stuff as long as you possibly can. Allow them to build goals. Allow them to achieve certain milestones. That's so crucial. Allow them to make mistakes. Allow them to change certain things and grow from it and make certain, you know, directional changes and try to push them in that the best you can. It's not easy always being a parent, but at the end of the day, social media has not made it any easier at all. So be very cautious about what your kids are getting exposed to, Dad. I just want to make a note on that.
You know, the thing we always try to tell folks is that, you know, these children are being basically, how should you say it? They're being, the truth is being obfuscated to them. It's like you said,
yep.
You know, I mean, people have nice cars, you know, on these crazy sites that you go to. But the majority of those people, they don't even own those cars. They use them as a prop. And they stand in front of them, or they'll find one in a parking lot someday. If they stand in front of it, they act like it belongs to them, and it's mind boggling. And it doesn't have to be that way. I know I have a friend of mine, and he's got a 911 Turbo S, and he told me, he goes, I never see the car. It's a new one. He says, I never see it. And he goes, I go to Germany, I don't see it. You know, I go to France, so I never see it. You know, they hate Germans over there in German cars, I guess. And he goes, I don't ever see it. And well, you know, come on, I gotta say it.
I gotta tell a joke.
There's a reason that the French tanks only had a backup gear. That's it. That's all.
Oh, God.
And if you want to buy a weapon from World War II from the French Army, it'll say something like, weapon never fired, dropped once. And it is what it is, right? I just don't know what to say. But people, they think they have seen certain cars. A lot of times, back in the 60s and 70s, they used to have these Lamborghinis. And they were a Volkswagen kit, Austin. You probably have never seen one of those.
I've heard of them,
It had like a Countach shell on it. But it was a Volkswagen. It was basically a Beetle. And they'd strip the body off of it and drop the Countach, you know, body on top of it, which was fake, too. It was all fiberglass. And then you'd drive it around. And that would be it. Now, the Countach was not a really good Lamborghini. It was a pretty thing, but it broke down constantly.
But it was a big problem. It looked cool when it came out, but it was a problem.
But now, like, I don't think any of them are running anymore. They're all like museums. But the sad part about all of it is that, you burn out the receptor sites in these kids' heads, and they start thinking they see all the stuff, and a lot of times they don't see it. And a lot of times, I hate to say it, it teaches a lot of these kids to lie. And I don't want to say that because it sounds so harsh, but it really does. And if any of you have ever raised kids, you know that sometimes you get a kid that wants to lie. And most of the time you can break them with that. But sometimes it just gets to be out of control. And it's just lying about everything. And you're like, what the heck's happened with this child? I mean, I didn't train them to lie. But because of certain things, and a lot of it's because of the program they're getting from social media, Austin, or because they're online looking at stuff they shouldn't be looking at. That happens too. But be very, very careful with kids. Because remember, when they're in a theta brainwave state, they really don't understand that some things aren't a reality when they're between the ages of like 6 and 10. And they'll start making stuff up. And you don't want to let them stay there. You want to say, well, no, let's not really do that. Let's just do this. This is just make-believe. And make sure you try to keep them straight with all that. Very important. But I just got an article that said, even the best AI scenario, and this is what's going on with the social media, by the way, anyhow, is the end of everything we've ever been. AI is not merely another technological leap. It may be the moment machines begin to eclipse the very human talents that built our world. And it's an interesting article. The more I read about the AI, the more I start to understand how dangerous it is, because it ties into another dimension, Austin, in which they don't even know how it works and how it comes up with these ideas and these answers. And it's basically fallen angel technology is what it is. And they're bringing it back to us as they did in Genesis chapter 6, using the pyramidal structures they had and the energy fields around them. They're doing it now with 5G and 6G towers and with the internet and with AI. And if we're not careful, because the world as we know it has changed so much in the past 30 years since you were a child, Austin. It's changed so much that it's unbelievable. And in another 20 years with AI, we literally are not going to recognize what has become of this planet. Because the Bible says that every thought is going to be evil all the time. And that's where this is headed at light speed right now, especially with AI. So I posted this. You guys can read it. And it's one of those things, because now AI, they're using them in war case scenarios, and they're using different ones to see what would happen as far as if they were running the planet. In every single AI scenario they use, if they were running the planet, ends up with nuclear Armageddon, Austin. Every one of them, just like you see in that Terminator movie. Now, I know a lot of you believe that nuclear weapons aren't real. I know a lot of you believe that space is not real. I know a lot of you believe that stuff that they told us from the government is basically a lie, which most of it really is, honestly. But the truth is, you know, we've got to stand firm with the Word of God, what the Word of God says. And so we have to understand that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and we've got to stand with Him. Because, guys, it's going to get so crazy with AI that the kids and the adults are going to have a really hard time differentiating anything from now that's going to be a truth or a lie if they see it on video. Because it's going to be so real. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to destroy Hollywood as far as actors. It will within 20 years. You won't even need actors anymore. AI will do it all.
Well, what they've already said now, because somebody sent me a video the other day. It was like a two-minute AI movie with actors in it. And it was very well done for what they did on it. I was very curious. Because I've always been intrigued with filmmaking. And they said the only time they're probably going to actually have to use actors in the future is for very close, more personal contact scenes, as far as when you're having them raw emotions, as far as, you know, gun scenes, special effects, anything like that, even as far as with people, yeah, they're going to pretty much be able to use AI. You know, there's certain films like, you know, the level with some of these actors, you know, like Anthony Hopkins back in his prime, and, you know, Daniel Day-Lewis, and, you know, Gangs of New York, and Last of the Mohicans, they're never going to be able to recreate that level of emotional engagement on scene like you can with an AI, because the AI is not real, doesn't have a human emotion. So I don't personally think they're ever going to be able to get to that level where it's actually going to be a good film. Not be able to make the film, but it's never going to be able to pull you and change your emotions. You know, Jim Rogan used to say that. He said, I like a film that brings you across all the emotions. I want to go to the film and laugh. I want to get mad. I want to cry. I want to be upset. I want to be happy. Because that's the whole point of a film, is to bring you through all these different phases of emotions and actually change you as far as for the film and make you feel it. That's real, true, raw filmmaking. But as far as actual, you know, engagements with, as far as on films, I don't know if they'll be able to do that from what I saw on it. You know, because if you have a film like, for example, you know, like Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. I don't recommend that movie. But his acting in that film was incredible. His also his film in Legends of the Fall. You have a hard time replicating that with AI. But as far as 90% of the rest of the movie, yeah, you're pretty much going to be able to AI it. And that's the spooky part that we're starting to watch now, is that, you know, they did the movie, you know, Terminator with Cyberdyne, and the Terminators take over, the AI takes over. I've always been extremely intrigued recently about that film was done in 1981, if I'm not mistaken, for the first one. And I mean, that was 40 years ago, 45 years ago that film came out. And it's kind of weird, because it's like, was that actually, you know, just idea we came up with and decided to make a film on it? Or was that kind of a prediction of the future, as they already knew this information and this technology was going to be brought into existence? Kind of makes you wonder the question if that was just basically some, you know, predictive programming, and they were trying to just let people know in advance what we planned on doing with the AI later on in the future. Because it seems awfully odd to me that they had the ability to come up with that wild of imagination for that film in 81. And now we're literally watching this concept of, hey, let's just hand everything to AI. Nothing bad will happen with it. It's kind of like, you know what? Yeah, we're going to resurrect the dinosaurs and bring them back to life. The T-Rex, you know, I don't know. We've done like 8 movies on that now on why that's a bad idea. I don't really understand why anybody thinks that's a great concept. So again, it's something just, the AI is getting weird, man. There's no question about it. And the problem is, as I've said, it's great as a tool in certain ways. It really is. It can help you out as far as different tools. Using it as a crutch, though, and using it to do all these different things for you, and your personal assistant and your chat box, and talk to you all day and text you and keep you entertained. Gosh, that's a weird world, man. I mean, you don't have enough stuff to do. I mean, go get
well, a hobby. Look at the brain dumbing effect of it. Also, look at all these kids now that don't even write their own papers anymore.
No, they don't even know how to write their own paper.
No, they literally cheat on every single project they have to do. And, you know, and then you run it back to another AI to basically end up getting all the AI links back off of the AI that it's written. And it's just unbelievable. I mean, so the professors, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how you can go through it. I still remember grading papers that were handwritten, you know, when I was a college professor. And I remember, you know, plus five, minus two, minus, I would grade the paper. And I said, okay, I like this. And I remember one time, it was funny. I had a class, I forgot what, I think it was economics. And they had some theory they had come up with in economics. And I remember I wrote on the bottom of the paper, I forgot the professor's name. I said, I know this is the answer you want to give me. I know this is it. So here's the answer I want you to grade me on. And so I wrote a couple paragraphs out. I said, now that's telling you what you told me to believe in school, in class. But I don't believe this. I said, here's what I think the answer is. And I gave another whole scenario. And I love the professor also. He gave me a plus 10 on the paper on those tests. And I'm like, you know, I got like an A++ on that test, you know. And I thought to myself, wow. And he called me later. He goes, you know, I really like your idea that you bitched the answer to what you wanted me to hear. And then you told me how you felt because you're actually able to think. And see, and that's the thing that we all are going to lose if we're not careful with AI, Austin. We're going to lose the ability to think. And a lot of these kids in these classrooms, they don't have the ability to think anymore. I mean, I saw that when I was teaching so many years ago. And it's just gotten worse and worse and worse. How do you take a person who's cheated their way through high school? I know this one guy, this girl that I knew dated him, this daughter, a lovely friend of mine, and he basically cheated his whole way through high school. And he literally could not read out of high school. And I've seen that over and over and over. Now, he was really good working with his hands as a mechanic and that kind of stuff. He did great. But as far as being able to read, he couldn't do it. And here he spent 18 years of school and cheated his way through everything. I mean, is that what the whole world's going to turn into, that everybody's going to get dumbed down to such a point where they can no longer function? I mean, how are you going to get a medical doctor? How are you going to get a good attorney? And a lot of people say, well, you don't need attorneys anymore because basically they're going to be replaced by computers and software programs, that's probably true. But, you know, you're not going to have a machine, and machines will be basically doing a lot of doctoral work as far as, you know, doing surgeries and all that kind of stuff. But somebody's still got to program the doggone machines to tell them how to do it right. So it's part of this stuff is going to really affect the population and dumb us down so far also that it's going to be mind-boggling to the general population that can still read and have reasoning skills. It really will be.
Well, and you know, in that film that I saw a couple weeks ago that got, like, no publicity at all, and they tried to hammer it down on Rotten Tomatoes as far as the critics, is that movie called Mercy. And, again, I don't recommend seeing it in movies. I would save your money and watch it when it streams. It's not really a movie you need to go to the film and see, but as far as the studio and see, but it was very strange because they said that, you know, to help everyone, protect everyone for your safety and protection, we're basically having AI judges now that can't make mistakes. They go through all the data, all the evidence, everything. They've connected the entire Internet of Things, the entire cloud. They can see every photo, every email, every text, literally your entire life, and they don't make mistakes. And they basically have a 99% accuracy in their sentencing rate, basically putting people to death if you have capital punishment. And I thought to myself, I'm pretty confident that's where the predictive programming is with that film. I think that's exactly where they want to go. They want to have the attorney's AI. They want to have the judge's AI. That, in my opinion, is something that they're going to start pushing very, very quickly. And they're going to get a lot of pushback on it from constitutional standpoints and everything else. But I think that's the overall goal, because that will allow these individuals that love free air to basically go in and manipulate everything they can as far as trying to put people in jail, trying to arrest them, and also making sure that they're never arrested. I mean, Pam Bondi, where are the indictments for everybody who's on that list? Where's the FBI investigations, everybody who's involved with, you know, pedo Epstein? I'm still waiting. We're all holding our breath. I mean, we've got some of the most demented, darkest emails, and that's why we didn't cover a lot of stuff on the show as far as what he was involved in, the emails and his trove information. But, you know, the FBI came out with Patel last year and said, we found that nobody trafficked nobody to nobody. There's nobody to investigate. Nothing further to look into here. Really? Really? I mean, we're reading these emails that you just released, and you're not bothering to even look into this stuff? No, nothing to see here. Pam Bondi goes, but the Dell's at 50,000. I'm like, you irrelevant bimbo. I'm like, are you really trying to look that stupid at congressional hearing? They're asking you about children being sex trafficked, and your response is, Trump's got the Dow at 50,000. I mean, either they're trying to make her look unbelievably dumb, or she has absolutely no idea what she's doing, and she's massively over her head. Maybe a combination of both. I don't know. But I digress. Here's another article, getting to a health article here. I know a lot of people were waiting on some of this stuff. I talked earlier about gut bacteria. This is cool. It says how gut bacteria shapes energy, cravings, and weight. Imbalanced gut bacteria, which is essentially when you don't have enough proper probiotics in your diet, when you're eating a lot of ultra-processed foods that knocks out any other probiotics you have in your diet, it says it causes weakening of the gut lining, letting toxins trigger chronic inflammation. The gut may be able to reinvent itself, boosting your metabolism right along with it, but beyond breaking down food, the trillions of microbes living in your gut act as a second digestive organ, sending chemical signals that influence how the body handles energy, inflammation, and insulin. Our gut adapts quickly, and there are some studies even show that in a matter of 2 weeks, you can replenish and change your gut composition. And that's accurate. This is how the gut drives metabolism. In a 2024 systematic review published in Nutrients, led by Dos Santos, analyzed 26 studies linking gut bacteria to metabolic syndrome. We just talked about that now with Syndrome X, a cluster of conditions that includes diabetes and unhealthy cholesterol. The findings demonstrated that what you eat directly affects your gut bacteria, and those dietary choices can either help or harm your metabolic health. Specifically, diet is thought to influence gut microbe composition by at least 20% in humans. The metabolic syndrome and Syndrome X is directly linked to the Western diet, which favors certain microbial processes over others. It uses a massive amount of forever chemicals, high fructose corn syrup, ultra-processed foods, and a vast majority of other artificial sweeteners that wipe out your gut bacteria. And then, to take it a step further, you've got every doctor that you walk into, not every doctor, let me rephrase that, a large portion of the doctors you walk into, and you got a stuffy nose, or you've got, you know, something that happens, and they immediately want to write you antibiotics, or you got a sore throat. Antibiotics, antibiotics, antibiotics. Every time you take antibiotics, it knocks out all the good bacteria and all the bad bacteria. It's like chemotherapy for bacteria. It knocks out everything. It is an equal opportunity killer. It kills everything. That's why I always tell people, if you've done an antibiotic cycle, you've got to get on a probiotic. And that's what the 350 is built for, is people that are trying to massively build it up. I had a very good friend of ours and a local customer and Health Master supporter. He had basically had knee surgery, blew his knee out, had to have a bunch of surgery done to it, and ended up getting an infection in it. Well, they put him on like 3 months of an antibiotic, unbelievably aggressive antibiotic, to keep the infection down. And I got it. I mean, you don't have your leg amputated because of an infection. Well, the problem with it was he started having a whole host of other effects after he'd been on these antibiotics for a couple months. And I told him, I said, your gut microbes off. I said, you got to be on these 350s, and you got to be on them for a while. And then once you're on those for a while, you can drop down to the 100 billion, and that's a pretty good dosage on it. Take one of those twice a day just for the continual future. For the time being, you got to get your gut microbe on, because those antibiotics, especially those really, really aggressive ones that are like there to keep you alive because you've got a serious staph infection and an open wound that got surgery on, those things wipe out everything. And it's not just when you take them. They have a residual effect. That's part of what people don't realize. Because those metabolites of those antibiotics don't clear your system in a couple hours, they take weeks in some cases to clear your tissue, they still keep the microbiome dead and suppressed for months in some cases after you've taken them, and the body can't rebuild the microbiome properly with natural, even, you know, yogurt and kefir and stuff like that. Stuff's great for you. Organic raw kefir is great with probiotics. I mean, fantastic. But you're not getting enough of it. You can't take enough of it after you've had a cycle like that. So it goes back into detail. It says healthy gut bacteria helps break down carbohydrates and fiber that your body can't digest, thus producing beneficial compounds. This ties back into what happens when you go on an antibiotic cycle like that. When you have no gut microbe, your healthy gut bacteria doesn't exist. So it can't break down complex bacteria or can't break down complex carbs and fiber in your gut. So what happens, you start having all this undigested food that's almost rotting in your system. And I'm going to tie in this, and I'm going to let Dad go on this in a second here, go into it, but it says how to gauge your gut status. It says Guidry suggests that your dominant gut bacteria, such as overgrowth of candida, directly influences food cravings. These microbes stimulate the vagus nerve, sending signals to your brain that effectively ring the dinner bell and compel you to seek more specific food. So what happens is when you start getting a massive imbalance of bacteria, and you got a lot of bad bacteria and things like candida and other things that are occurring, your body starts signaling to eat more food as it's trying to crave more food to get gut bacteria like certain kefir. So your body's saying, I don't know what to do. I've got an abundance of bad bacteria. I have no good bacteria. I can't digest and properly break down this food, so I need to eat something that's going to help me break it down. Well, your body's craving something like kefir, higher probiotic. Well, what do most people do when they get those cravings? I'm going to go eat some potato chips. I need my MSG and high fructose corn syrup. Well, yeah, that's the complete opposite of what you need to be eating, especially if you've got candida. You don't need any sugar at all. When you're craving cookies and candy and ice cream, that feeds the candida overgrowth of the bacteria, which makes it worse, which then triggers more food cravings because your body's still not getting the probiotics. So it's really, really important you get that under control. Get the good bacteria in the system like the probiotic DF, or if you're wanting to go a higher dose, you can. The probiotic DF is at least a good starter point, especially the price point I have it on sale right now, to get your body in homeostasis and start doing that. What do you want to add on that, Deb? This is a very important topic.
Well, you know, if you've ever gone to antibiotics, you know, which all of us have done, it's really important that you repopulate your intestinal tract. It's very difficult to do with low dosing, you know, probiotics. You've got to have a lot going into your system to do it. A lot of women end up with yeast infections on an ongoing basis because of this. And it's just something that you can actually work with as far as probiotics and try to build that system back up, which will fight the yeast. Very, very important. And like you said, if you're not having the right bacteria in your gut, it's very difficult to digest certain types of carbohydrates and also B vitamins. So you got to have that bacteria in there. You can't just have a sterile gut. I remember years ago, I had a friend of mine who's a medical doctor. He used to put his patients on doggone antibiotics, like, you know, amoxicillin, for months on end. Months. And I finally asked him, I said, dude, what are you doing this for? He goes, well, I take it every day. I take 500 milligrams of amoxicillin every day. And I'm like, well, how long have you done it? He goes, many years. I'm like, great. And, you know, but he just, and he had all kinds of health issues. But the problem was is that, you know, a lot of people simply don't understand the dynamics of gut bacteria, how important it is to maintain a healthy gut. It really is it's kind of frightening how they put little children, Austin, on antibiotics, you know, when they're 2 or 3 months old, because they're getting so much sugar. I've sat in church and actually watched this. If I had not seen it with my own eyes, I would not believe it. I have seen a woman with a 3 or 4 month old baby sitting behind me in church feeding her child cola, soda. I saw it. And I said something to her about it. And she got really mad. Her and her husband did. But they were that ignorant. They thought that that child could eat, drink a Diet Cola or regular cola and be healthy. And I said, and the kid's screaming up. I mean, about to blow out a lung, he's yelling so loud. He's probably starving. And the sad part about it is how many people do that with their kids, that they have all kinds of health issues. They have to have tubes put in their ears. They give them junk all the time. And, you know, you've got friends also. You've got children that are obese. But I know you personally have talked to them repeatedly over and over and over. Yes. I mean, and the problem is that you somehow, some way, they just don't listen. And even if it affects the health of their kids, now a lot of you are saying, well, he's going to start meddling now, talking about me raising my kids. No, stop. Stop. I had worked with so many children coming into my office, you know, had all kinds of health problems and diabetes and all kinds of other stuff. And you can't believe all the problems that I saw with children. And invariably, every single time, every time, it's either they had really bad prenatal nutrition, the mother had not taken any supplements, she was pregnant, or the parents were eating junk and feeding the junk to the children. I mean, every single time. That's why it's important. If you're going to get pregnant, start at least a year in advance taking supplements, the prenatals. Start a year in advance getting off the junk, getting off the coffee, getting off the chocolate, getting off the trash food, getting off the french fries, getting off the omega-6s, because you want to build your body up so when you have a child being created inside of you, that you can have a healthy child. I remember years ago I had a lady who was real sanguine. She was really nice. She was married. I knew them both well. They went to our church, and she didn't care about vitamins. And she got pregnant. Now, I'm not going to bring her any names into it. It's been a long time since I saw either one of them, getting divorced over this. But she would not take her supplements. She refused to. I mean, I'm not taking vitamins. I'm eating fine. And she didn't eat fine. And finally, I told her, you've got to have folate. You've got to have folic acid. You don't want spina bifida. You don't want a neural tube defect. And she said, oh, that won't happen to me. And 6 months later, she went in for basically her checkup. And the baby was dead, and they had to induce abort the baby, and the baby had been basically developed without a brain, and they told her it was folic acid deficiency that did this, I remember she couldn't believe it. She absolutely couldn't believe this had happened to her, and it ended up destroying their marriage. The sad part about it is it didn't have to happen to her, and now she got pregnant again, by the grace of God, and she took her supplements and had healthy children after that. But the reality is that if you're going to get pregnant, you make sure your probiotics are really, really good. You make sure you eat really, really clean and get off all of the junk food. By the way, I want to – got a real interesting message. Brendy, the head of the World Economic Forum, he was basically the CEO of the World Economic Forum. He basically stepped down because his name was being found with the Epstein files, Austin. Now remember, this was Klaus Schwab was the one who started the World Economic Forum, and he's the one who basically was walking on Lake Geneva in Switzerland in a wedding dress. These guys were, like, beyond belief perverted. And the crazy part is Brendy basically walked away because he was all over the emails. And it says Andrea Hoffman and Larry Fink, the co-chairs of the WEF, wrote the release. They have sincere appreciation for Brendy for what he's done. Independent review conducted outside of the council included the fading side. Okay, I'm going to slow this down. Brendy is the latest in a string of U.S. and global figures. Now, listen very closely to this. And global figures to face professional or criminal consequences for their ties to Epstein. In the U.K., Prince Andrew and the former U.K. ambassador to the U.S., Peter Mandelson, were arrested this month for allegedly providing sensitive government agent to information to Epstein to provide to Israel. Now, I mean, what more do we need to say about
this? I'm sorry. I can't help but laugh. Like, is it always lead back to Israel, or am I just crazy?
I don't know what to say. I don't either.
It's just,
I mean, the Rothschilds put Israel together on the map, you know, with the Balfour Declaration with Lord Rothschild back in the teens during World War One, and the Rothschilds needed basically a non-extradition country. Remember, Israel is not a Christian nation. It's not even a religious nation. It's a secular state. People need to understand that. They don't have sacrifices of animals in a temple there. They don't do any of that. They're a secular state that runs the World Economic Forum. They run the international banking cartels. They run the world central banks, and
Federal
they have
Reserve.
Extradition, non-extradition country. So that's what Israel is. But people are always trying to make Israel something that it's not, and it's not something that anybody needs to be involved with as far as supporting this country. That's how I feel. I mean, we can pray for Israel and pray that every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen.
They become a Christian nation. I have no problem with that. But giving them money to live this unbelievably secular lifestyle with the number one Tel Aviv, number one homosexual destination in the world, at least it was before Iran started dropping missiles on them, Austin. I guess the gay guys are smart enough not to go there anymore. But the sad part about it is how many times, you know, do we have to be told the same things about the fact that that book, Dead Men Tell No Tales, that was written after Epstein died, specifically laid it out how Epstein was Mossad. He worked for Israel. So did Ghislaine Maxwell. So did her father. I mean, we can pretend like that's not real, but it's all very, very real. And, you know, and the sad part about it is, you know, we're basically being controlled by politicians that are being controlled by a foreign entity, you know, especially through AIPAC. And it's a real problem. And I mean, I don't know what to say about it. You know, that's one of the reasons that they've come after Candace Owens so hard. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, some of the stuff she's not saying about Erica Kirk's not true, because it probably is. But the reality is that, you know, a lot of alt media people now have literally gone after Candace Owens because what she says about Israel and what's happened, you know, to Charlie Kirk. Yep. And how he was assassinated. But I'm not going to go there today because that's going to tie up the rest of the show. What else do you want to talk about, Austin?
You know, it's funny. You know, back in the day, you read a lot of old literature and always talked about all roads led to Rome. You know, Rome expanded its control and power over everything. I feel like in the future, everybody's going to say all roads led to Israel and all demented debauchery all tied back into there. Every time I turn around, it's like they're involved in something. It's like you dig up a rock, and every time you pull a rock up, you find one of these individuals underneath them. And it boggles my mind on how satanic and how hedonistic that country is. And yet there's so many churches that are still brainwashed. They go, well, it says in the Bible we have to support Israel by all means and all necessary. We need to give them money or we won't be blessed. There's nothing even remotely biblical about that statement. We are not in the Old Testament anymore, following Old Testament law. The Israel that we know now does not follow the Torah. They are not Christian. They do not follow the Word of God. And the ironic part is, to me, you say that now, you just say it, and you're immediately listed as an anti-Semitic, neo-Nazi, racist skinhead. And I'm like, but I'm just making a stated fact. They say this. I'm repeating what they say. They are not a Christian nation. They do not follow Jesus Christ. Period. Just be clear on that. No, it's anti-Semitic. It's not even anti-Semitic. It's just a stated fact. So I'm not going to give that either. We'll chew up the rest of the show if everybody gets all mad, starts writing me emails on it. Anyways, back to other news, talking about the gut. Since this is a very important gut show today, this is the gut-brain access, locking, unlocking the connection between probiotics and mental health. And there's another research study, once again, that just came out last year that goes into extreme detail on how probiotics and gut health directly affect depression symptoms and depressive response in people. It says your gut health directly influences your mood, stress levels, and even cognitive function. It says here that even if your body is worn out and you're tired and you haven't got enough sleep, if your gut bacteria is operating at full operational aspect and you're eating clean and you're having really high probiotics, it can actually help pull you through a lot of stress and a lot of problems that are going on because your gut can be healthy. Now, once that starts to happen and you start getting gut health loss and you start eating junk food and your gut bacteria goes to nothing and you start not having proper digestion, then it goes all chaos. And that's exactly what happens to a lot of people. Your body can handle an extreme amount of stress in some cases. What it can't handle is an extreme amount of stress long term with no gut support, with a poor diet and no nutrient density. That it can't handle. It will start breaking down rapidly. It says scientists have found that the gut microbe, the community microorganism in the body, in the gut, play a pivotal role in regulating brain function. Beneficial bacteria in the gut produces neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, and GABA. This is why the total rest formula is so important if you're trying to maintain overall mood. 5-HTP, total rest. Those two are really important, along with the probiotic DF. That's actually, I got another kit you guys asked for. Gut bacteria or overall mental gut health. The probiotic with the total rest and the 5-HTP. That's actually a good kit. I'm going to write that down. I got a pen over here. That's a great formula. You guys, I just put a kit together on the show for you guys. Now, so you think about this because you're giving your body the raw nutrients, the serotonin, the GABA, the magnesium, the probiotics. You're giving your body all the raw ingredients to basically produce proper gut health and maintain proper production of these certain things in the body as far as neurotransmitters in the body. And it says the probiotics support the gut-brain axis. And here it ties into all the different probiotics, which we pretty much use all of these in the bigger formulas. And it says right here, like Acidophilus, DD1. There's multiple other formulas of it. We always use the top best one you can get. Reduce gut inflammation, link to anxiety and depression while promoting a balanced microbe. Another one here, the longum, known as a psychobiotic. This is actually in the DF as well. This strain reduces cortisol levels, supports GABA production, and helps alleviate stress. So it's really, really important that you guys are looking at these things if you're wanting to add them into your arsenal and array of different nutrients that you run on a regular basis to maintain overall health. Check them out on the site at healthmasters.com, because at the end of the day, if it is to be, it's up to you. And if you want to maintain your overall health, you've got to put in the time, you've got to put in the work, and you've got to make the change in your overall diet. Again, like I've said so many times, if you're making the same decisions and getting same negative results out of them, doesn't it reach a point in time where you go, you know what, I think I'm going to make some changes. I think I'm actually going to change my lifestyle. I'm going to stop bringing food home. One of the most effective things you can do right now, everybody likes to ask me, I give you the answer, what can I do right now to make changes? Stop bringing the food home. Do some research before you go to the grocery store, or before your wife goes to the grocery store, or whoever buys groceries. Do some research on what you want to have in the house and you don't want to have in the house. Spend an extra 30 minutes to the grocery store. I mean, wives like to do that anyways, right? I mean, they go to Publix and they're gone for 2 hours. And they come home with all kinds of different stuff. You go, what are you doing? I go to Publix. I'm there. I'm out of Publix in 5 minutes flat. I don't remember the last time I was at Publix longer than 5 minutes. I know what I need. I buy what I need. I walk out with what I need. Done. But, you know, females like to browse. Don't send me emails. Don't throw stuff at me. I can already see the looks. They like to dilly-dally and lollygag at Publix and hang out there and talk to all their friends and just look through all the different stuff. If you're going to do that, cool. Not picking on you. But buy the right foods and spend that time wisely and accordingly looking at the ingredients and the foods that you're going to bring home to your family. You know, if you're coming down to buy a house, right? Most people, if you're going to buy a house somewhere, you want to get an inspection on it. You want to make sure the house is good. You want to do a survey on it. You want to make sure the plot's good. You want to make sure the lot's good. You want to make sure the foundation's good. The roof's good. You do all your due diligence while you're doing this, right? To make sure you're buying the best you possibly can. You're not buying a house that's going to be a nightmare. Obviously, unless you're a flipper and you're buying fixer-uppers. But I'm talking about a house for your family. Well, you'll spend all that time to buy a house for a couple hundred thousand dollars. Well, used to be a couple hundred thousand dollars. Not anymore down here in Florida. I'm not getting into all that. BlackRock's made sure they've like tripled the house prices. But you do all that research to buy a house you're going to live in. But your home, your body, where you actually live in your body every day, you won't spend an extra 20, 30 minutes doing your due diligence to look at the ingredient list on the back of the box and you just blindly put it in your body. But you'll spend months and months and months doing inspections on a house to make sure it's good before you live in it. Think about the concept for a second. A house is brick and mortar. It's going to be here. It's going to last. It'll be here. It won't be here. Your body's all you got on this earth. You only got one. You can flip houses every single year if you want. You can't change your body every single year. So make sure you're spending that extra time doing your research on what you're putting in your body, Dad. What do you think?
Well, you know, people flip houses all the time, but they can't flip their body, like you said, Austin.
Yeah.
And you got to take care of it. I mean, we've only been given one body. That's all we're going to get. Then we get to go to heaven with a new body. So while we're here, we've got to take care of it, especially since we're in an electrical field and a holographic energy field, basically is what we are. And our body requires certain minerals in order to maintain the holographic projection. I don't believe I just said that. I can't believe I just said that. That should have started an hour and a half discussion on that. But I've covered that in detail in other shows. So, you know, you've got to have certain minerals. That's why minerals are so very, very important, because you got to be able to maintain all of this stuff we have here in this dimension. And, you know, that's why I try to tell you guys the vast majority of what they tell us, anyhow, is just a lie. And that's why we covered that in such detail in Angel Wars. And, you know, we don't even know if space is real. I mean, who's been in outer space that you know? I remember I told you a couple of years ago, I was out there at the airport, and the guy who was on one of the shuttle missions basically was out there with his airplane. I got to fly it before he got back there to test it. I was rated on it. I was basically a co-pilot with it. I wasn't the main pilot. And I started asking him questions about the magnetic field around the planet and how they got to the moon with it and what they did with the space shuttle. His handler, he had a handler, quickly interrupted me and did not allow me to continue the discussion with him. So, I mean, so much of what we've been told is just simply not true. And that's why we have to realize that we need to do all things that we can to put God first in our lives and to realize that Jesus came here for one reason only, to fix this mess we're in. And if we don't have a relationship with him, it's just not going to be fixable, period. That's all I can say. And so we have to keep our hearts and minds in Christ all the days of our life, and take care of our bodies, and take care of our spiritual bodies, and take care of our mind, and take care of our relationship with Christ, take care of our relationship with our kids and everybody else. Because, guys, if we don't maintain relationships to the best of our ability while we're here, it's going to be frustrating as you get older. It really, really is. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, that relationship that you have with God, so when you call him, and you pray to him, and you pick up the hotline, and you call God, he needs to pick up. And if he knows you, he will. If he doesn't, you may get put on hold for a bit to try to figure out what to do. And that's not a good thing when that happens. But I love you guys. Please continue to pray for us. I'll continue to pray for you. I think you guys are absolutely awesome. Austin, I'm looking forward to being home here pretty quick. So God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. And Austin, go ahead and finish up the show, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely, my friends. Thank you for the continued support. Thank you for the positive emails, the ones that send me positive emails, the ones that send me negative stuff. I block you. But thank you for all our customers and our listeners. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate you. 3%ers, you guys make it worthwhile. The reviews I'm seeing on the site are incredible. I love seeing positive feedback, man. It actually makes me know that I'm doing something positive and I'm producing positive products that are making a positive difference. And that's my overall goal for everybody. So I continue to support you guys. Thank you for supporting me. If you need anything, healthmasters.com. You know where to get a hold of us. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the probiotic. Talked about all the show. You want to learn more? Click on the shop now, and you can look at more research on the probiotic DF and the ingredient list that's in it. And also, too, you guys have been curious, the metabolic support formula. As a couple weeks ago, I talked about the D3 magnesium interaction that came out with the new research study that talked about it, and it goes into detail. I'll have that on the website. Actually, it's already on the website under health articles. If you want to look up magnesium and D3, it's right here on gut microbe and gut microbial physiology with vitamin D and magnesium. So be sure to check that out, and it ties into what this formula, this kit we put together with the Metabolic Support Kit with the D3 Magnesium Brain Food Berberine. And you can get a bigger sale. If you want the powder, you get 17% off. If you want the capsules, you get 10% off. So be sure to check that out. Powder or capsule formula right here. Hope you guys like it. Have a fantastic evening, my friends. Stay strong, stay healthy, and we'll be back on this show tomorrow as always. Talk to you guys then.